almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, Joe Steinkamp back over at the AudioEye booth. You know, you guys were very popular last year and we had a lot of people writing in and asking questions. So things have changed over the years, or at least the year since I've been here. Look, you podcast this long, it's like dog years. What can I tell you? So what's been going on over at AudioEye? What are you seeing? Is it all 508 refresh all the time, or what's going on?
You know, we obviously take, you know, full accounting for what's going on in the regulatory environment. But really, but Joe, you know, there's a billion and a half websites out there that need to be made accessible. So there's a plenty of work to get to.
Right.
So we're spending a lot of time. The thing that we've developed recently is we've been able to get to large CMS platform providers that host thousands of sites in one location and do partnerships with them, because of the AudioEye technology is able to enable the entire platform to be accessible. So then it's just module on and off switches for each of the individual templated sites, and we can make those sites accessible. And so therefore we've been able to sort of just catapult through a number of sites over this last year, and that's just a really exciting thing for us. There's a billion app websites. You can't do them one at a time. We'll be here for 400 years.
That's true. That's true. And we're just talking about archive.org. I mean, come on.
I know.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
So with that happening, what are you seeing in the field or the industry that's changing the most? What do you think is the growth program for a lot of things in the services that you provide?
Well, one of the areas is, you know, obviously you can't really state that your website's fully accessible if the documents that reside on it are not accessible.
True.
So PDF remediation for us was another important element that we needed to make a technology solution for, and we have done that.
Okay.
So we can literally take PDF documents of all types, and we can take them, move them into HTML, do the remediations, and then pull them back into PDF. And then put them back on your site in fully accessible format.
And that's a pretty fast conversion process?
We've got it down to be really quick. It depends on the number of manual looks you got to do, but the most of it is done with an automated process.
So no clip art?
Yes, occasionally.
Right, no, I get you. I get you.
Can't completely eliminate
No, it's a visual society, what can I say?
Yep.
I get you. Weird HTML links, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Cool, okay, so that's what's going on, and that's browser independent. It's not like this works best for Chrome, or this works best for Firefox.
We're browser agnostic at AudioEye.
Right.
Yeah, we don't let those things get in our way.
Okay.
We develop our technology to address them all.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that has to be Edge included, I would assume?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so all of that is working and doing that in a very speedy package. What else is going on over at AudioEye?
Well, we love our voice recognition capability.
Okay.
It's really where we continue to perfect it. We're using it in a number of applications with fast food restaurants, with ADP, human resource components.
Yeah.
And we see, you know, the advancement of voice recognition. So everybody knows Siri and Alexa, and everybody can get to sites and they can answer all the questions, but who can move through a browser environment, meaning AudioEye has now developed that capability. So if you want to do online job applications, you can do it with your voice. If you want to shop, you can do it with your voice. Just go to this AudioEye-enabled site, and it has a voice recognition capability now to move and navigate through a website.
Wow. So just a regular headset mic or other type of microphone, and you're just going to interact with it?
Just your normal laptop microphone or desktop microphone, it allows you to navigate. Yes.
And simple command structure. And is there the ability for someone to learn that navigation on the website so they could actually get a tutorial or something like
that? It has a small tutorial, but it really gives you the basic commands, and it gives you the what to call it, computer or whatever. And you can name it.
Good. All right. Yeah.
You can insert your own name and then use that from going forward.
So, okay. Cool. Okay, so if people want to know more about your services and learn more about what's available,
audioy.com.
Oh,
it's
there it
the
is.
Place to go.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Blind Bargains coverage of CSUN 2018 here in sunny San Diego. There is so much more to come. And don't forget to listen to the wrap-up show where we go over some of the materials that we have seen on the floor and talk about what impressed us.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.